Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. And your new Trends Journal's out, and here's the cover. Here it is. Trump, Biden, and Congress. Genocide's okay. It's the Israeli way. Don't believe me? How about them? Look at this genocide going on in front of everybody's eyes. I'm heartbroken about this. I cry about it. I have nightmares about it. And just to say that it's not bullshit what that cover says, and it's bullshit spewing out of their mouths. This is Trump in October, last October. So I fought for Israel like no president ever before. Oh, you fought? You know, you got a big mouth, fat boy, but you can't fight. You're just full of shit like all the rest of them. You fought like no other president? Hey, how about fighting for Italy? What's this bullshit that we got to keep fighting for Israel as they keep stealing land? Oh, I forgot. I got to keep reading this. Oh, there's settlements, and God gave us this land. Hey, Gatzon, what if I don't believe in your God? Can you handle that? Trump goes on. Like no president ever before, recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, which is a big deal. Hey, I'm a big, this guy's nothing more than a fucking daddy's boy, man. Born on third base and thought he hit a home run. Yeah. Daddy left him all the dough. Hundreds of millions of dollars. Didn't make it on his own. Like I did. He goes on. And even recognized Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights? Fuck you. They stole this land. Something that they never even thought. We gave that to them. We, not we, you. Oh, and by the way, fat mouth, and I'll call that to your face. Fat mouth, you got $100 million from Sheldon Adelson. Oh yeah, what is he? Had a Jewish passport. The cat's gone now. What else we got here? Joe Biden. Again, look at your cover. Trump, Biden, and Congress. Genocide's okay. It's the Israeli way. Biden. When he went to see Benjamin murderer Netanyahu in late October, right after Trump said this, he said, I don't believe you have to be a Jew to be a Zionist, and I'm a Zionist. Hey, fuckface, dumber than shit. Can't walk in a straight line. How about being an American? What the fuck are we fighting a religious war for? Oh, I know. Save your shit with the chosen people, all right? God created us all equal. Got it? This war is only going to escalate. Hey, did you see oil prices today? Yep. Back up to $83 a barrel for Brent crude. And now Russia and OPEC are saying they're going to be cutting back on production. And now they're ramping up the war, bombs away over Lebanon, hitting eastern Lebanon, and ramping it up with Iran. If Iran gets involved in this war, you're going to see oil prices go to over $130 a barrel. It's going to crash the global economy and crash equity markets. But won't you be happy? Won't you be happy that Trump fought for Israel like no president ever before? and the fuck face who says he's a Catholic, an Irish Catholic, says he is a Zionist. So fuck everybody else. Let them kill whoever they want. And when you're paying more for the pump, don't forget, thank Biden, Trump, and Congress. And going on to the markets, you see Bitcoin? Read your Trends Journal, all you Trends Journal subscribers, and thank you all. Thank you all the ones that are subscribing. You go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com, and you subscribe, and you hit this hit button. Because when you see the comments on this YouTube from the people that subscribe, I'm honored that the kind things you say, what you're getting from this magazine. It's nearly 200 pages a week. You read what you want. It's a magazine. But we give you geopolitics, economics, high-tech science, technocracy from Joe Duran. Nobody comes close to this guy. This is one of his books, Be Human. Get it on Amazon. We give AI, whole section, high-tech science from Ben Davis. So go back into Bitcoin. All the subscribers know we've been bullish on Bitcoin. And not only that, we call the bottom. We said if it hits, the number was 15,000 when it was plummeting, it's going to go down. If it doesn't go below that number, we gave you when it was going to go up. With the next level, the next level, and the next level. Now it's at 57,000. 57,000 on gold prices. Your gold prices aren't off yet, but they're going to keep going up. They're still over $2,000 an ounce. And they're going to go up when they start lowering interest rates. And again, you look at what's going on. They had this guy on Fox today from the J.P. Morgan Chase Bankster gang. Yeah, the company that's convicted of five felonies. And he said, we're going to likely enter into a era economic climate of stagflation, stagnant economy and rising inflation. Got it wrong. Read our top trends. Dragflation. The economy is going to go down and inflation is going up. Oh, did you see the other big news story that Apple, you know, they said they were going to make electric cars and now they're not going to make them? Go back to your top trends for this year and what we've been writing about now for almost a decade. EVFU. Yep. If Israel's ramping up the war, then we got the trends on the economic front. Getting hungry, food costs keep climbing. Oh, and that fucking arrogant guy, that the CEO at Kellogg's, do you hear him? Hey, you can't afford to eat is where we're all getting richer and becoming multimillionaires and billionaires. Have cereal for dinner. Yeah, I'm not making this shit up. These are shitheads. They could give a fuck about anybody else other than themselves. And we give you everything we can for you. And we the people. Going on. Oh, credit card companies keep ripping off cardholders with higher interest rates. Yeah, but that lousy mafia, they used to charge 10%. Now we could charge 29% because we pay off these guys. Yeah. Wells. Home sales, where they're going. 23% of New Yorkers are now poor. Don't worry about it. You're only going to get poorer. America's wealthy hide $150 billion a year from taxes. That's all right. Trends on the global economic front. Oh, yeah, when the economy falls, jobs go with it. This is very big. Goes back to dragflation. Rising inflation. Declining economy, and rising unemployment. This is our 73rd week of listing job cuts. Day after day after day after day. Now, when all these people get fired, how are they going to pay their rent? How are they going to pay their mortgages? So that means, what are they going to do with interest rates? And what's going on in Germany? What's going on in Argentina? What's going on in Japan? What's going on in China? What's going on around the world? Because that's the way you have to look at trends. And if you look at American media, it's only the shit that they keep selling. And did Taylor Swift get laid today? You know. And again, the spotlights, the bigs getting bigger, the Israel war. U.S. tells ICJ Israel could keep stealing land from Palestinians. Israel announces new plans for settlements. Isn't that a nice word, settlements? Stealing fucking land in violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations. Oh, and Trump and Biden? Hey, look at the cover of the magazine. And Congress. Genocide's okay. It's the Israeli way. What else do we got here? Oh, whole load of stuff. Then on what's going on in Ukraine. Featured guest article by Gregory Manarino. I was talking about dragflation. His article is "The System is Hyperinflation." Again, it's going to cost more to buy less, and the economy is going to go down. It is not stagflation. Again, trends in technocracy, trends in cryptos, trends in geopolitics, trends I views. Drink up, about 70 million Americans exposed to toxic forever chemicals. Isn't that nice? All the lousy crap that, oh, you worried about climate change? How about all the fucking poisons they're putting in all our food? I know, you like those ultra-processed foods. Iran calls out U.S. hypocrisy after leader removed from Facebook and Instagram. Yep, one thing after another. Putin kept pushing for ceasefire in Donbas in 2019, but Zelensky rejected it. This is the clown boy, again, that's caught. You could Google it up. Puts Zelensky playing the piano with his penis. This is the president of Ukraine. His former top job was a sitcom comedian. And you could Google it up with Zelensky playing piano with his penis. And there he is. Taking his pants down and standing behind the piano. He sold himself as a peace candidate. Never having an intention to have peace. Lied to the people, just like in America with the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Barack Obama, who sold himself as a peace candidate. As soon as he gets elected, it's the Afghan troop surge with another arrogant fucking prick that betrayed us. Oh, yeah, he's working for one of the big firms now. Yeah. Going to Afghanistan. Oh, yeah, we're going to win. You guys haven't won a fucking war since World War II. And the only reason you won World War II is the Russians, who we've been taught to hate. They were the first ones to defeat Germany after 25 million of them or more were killed by Germans in Operation Barbarossa. So you got political shitheads running the world, and that's why you need your T-shirt. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? I'm little Chucky Schumer. I'll tell you what to do.
Wear my glasses. I'm going to put my glasses on.
So going on, we're giving you everything we can. Support us. We're supporting you. The more subscribers we have, the more we could do. You go to trendsjournal.com, subscribe. It's the grand total of $2.86 a week. With inflation, that's like pennies a day. And the Wall Shit Journal, $5 a day, give you hardly anything. The thing shrunk to nothing. The New York Times, the toilet paper record, $4 a day. On the weekend, $6, both of them. A day. And we're giving you $2.86 a week to get trend forecasting and trends analysis you can't get anywhere else. Thanks for tuning in. And tomorrow, don't forget, Salenti and the Judge, me and Judge Andrew Napolitano. There's no man like him when it comes to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and how we have to get him back and what we have to do. Thanks for tuning in.
At the Trends Journal, the best investment you could make, because it's the best investment into your mind, and it can change how you look at the world.
His work is actually a gold mine. Anybody interested in politics, political trends, economic trends, social trends, cultural trends, you have to follow him, Gerald Salenti.
The Trends Journal is one of the greatest sources of information, and it really is. You're predicting these things well ahead of time. I would encourage everyone to go grab the latest copy.
Been a Trends Journal subscriber for 20 years. I just have to commend you. What you guys have put together in your latest Trends Journal, there's nothing like this out there.
Sir, everything that you predicted about the economy, you were absolutely right. So I have followed you all this time. So please take a look at the Trends Journal.
You correctly forecast that the Fed would hike rates quite aggressively, correctly said that initially gold and silver would drop as the Fed starts to raise rates to 1.5% and above. When we spoke last, Bitcoin was around 49,000. You said you expect to drop, and if it drops below 30, 35, then it could really drop.
Trends Journal, which I would encourage people to go and check out. It's actually a 200-page document, pure data-driven analysis.
Gerald Salenti, the top trends forecaster in the world. Gerald, you had an interesting call back in September of last year. You said gold had bottomed, which is exactly what happened. And here we are, and we're above $1,900.
Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Read history before it happens at trendsjournal.com.